Zeh HaDavar. This is the way it's supposed to be, like it says in the Torah. Then the Parshat says that a Baal has to say Muflecha. And the same thing the other way. Chacham Matir V'yein Baal Matir. Zeh HaDavar, the what? Zeh HaDavar, the Chacham Matir V'yein Baal Matir. That only a Chacham, he could be Matir Nedarim by the Lashon of Mutalecha, but a husband, a Baal, cannot be Matir Nedarim with Lashon of Matalecha. The husband has to say Muflecha. Tanya Yiduch, we learned a little bit different. Another Bryce says like this. Again, the same drasha, Zeh HaDavar, the Pasuk in Parshas of Nedarim, it says, Zeh HaDavar, this is the way you're supposed to say it, that we darshin Baal Mefer V'ein Chocha Mefer, that a husband, when he's matter his wife's Nedarim, he could tell his wife, Muflecha, Muflecha, but not a Chocham. When a Chocham is there to be matter Nedarim, he can't say the word Muflecha. He has to say Matalecha. But Muflecha doesn't help at Tam Chocham. Tan Yiduch, we went to another place. Because really in Svar I would have thought not like that. Sheyochel I would have thought. Uma Baal Shein Matir Mefer Maduch the husband. That he doesn't have the power to be Matir Nedarim. He can't tell his wife Mutalecha. Mefer, but the husband could be Mefer's wife's Nedarim. If so, I would have thought to say that Chocham, a Talmud Chocham Shematir, that he does have the power to be Matir Nedarim. Is Eina Din, isn't it a Svara Shemefer? That maybe Talmud Chacham should also be able to say the word Meifelucho, Meifelucho, maybe. On this we darshin, you know, Talmud Loma, the Pasuk says, Zeh HaDavar. The Pasuk says, this is the way it's supposed to be said. What does Zeh HaDavar mean? That Baal Meifer, when a husband wants to be Matir, his wife's Nedarim, he has to use the Lashon of Meifelucho. V'yein Chocha Meifer. But when the Talmud Chacham is Matir Nedarim, he can't use the Lashon of Meifelucho. That's a Lashon of a Baal, not a Lashon of a Chacham. A Chacham has to say Matalucho. Now, Nemakan Zeh HaDavar, it says in the Parsha of Nedarim, Zeh HaDavar. For Nemalahalan, it says in the Parsha of Shchut Echutz, Zeh HaDavar, it says also in the Parsha of Shchut Echutz. Now when you have Kabonos, you're only supposed to shecht it in the Beis HaMikdash, and not outside. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, you can't shecht Kabonos. That's the Parsha of Shchut Echutz. You're not allowed to shecht the korban chutz. So it says over there also Zeh HaDavar. So the Zeh HaDavar. The HaDavar Nemal Halen Zeh HaDavar. B'Shchut Echutz. Ma B'Shchut Echutz. Just like in the Parsha of Shchut Echutz. Aaron Ubonov V'Chol Yisrael. There Shchut Echutz. The Alocha not to shecht the korban outside the Beis HaMikdash was said to Aaron, to his children, and to Chol Yisrael. Adiran says, Doksir Bereshi, Pasha says at the beginning of that Pasha, Dabar El Aaron, V'Yal Bono, V'Yal Kol, V'nei Yisrael, She'er Kulan, Shofim Bo, they're all equal. So Mela, that's what it says by Shchut Echutz. As this Widash in the Gemara says, Af Pasha's Nedarim, Aaron, Obono, V'Chol Yisrael. Ruadin, when they learned the Pasha of Nedarim, also it was said to Aaron, to his children, and Kol Yisrael. What does that mean? The Kulan Sharon the Ran says, Lahat Teresa Neder, that they're all kosher to be matter the Neder. Aaron, his children, and Kol Yisrael, anybody could be matter the Dorim. Now, Uma Kan Roshi Hamatis, just like over here by Nedarim, the Pasuk says, Roshi Hamatis, the Parsha Nedarim, the beginning of Parsha's Matis, which says Roshi Hamatis, is Aflahalan, the same thing there over there by Shchut Echutz, there is an Indian to use Roshi Hamatis. We'll soon explain what does it mean. But that just like by Parshas Nedarim, the Pasuk says, Rosh HaMatos, that there's something special about a Rosh HaMatos, which means a Talmud Chacham, a Chacham, the same thing by Shchut Echutz, there is a special halacha of Rosh HaMatos. We'll soon see what that means. Now the Gemara says, the Parshas Nedarim L'mayhichasa, what does it mean in the Parsha of Nedarim, it says Rosh HaMatos? For what purpose do we have to have Rosh HaMatos by Parshas of Nedarim? Omar, or if I can't, not Rosh HaMatis, Tam, after Zeh HaDavar. We're making a hekesh now that it says Zeh HaDavar by Shchut Echutz, and it says Zeh HaDavar by Parshas Nedarim. Just like Shchut Echutz, it says Aaron, Obono, V'chol Yisrael, so the same way, it's as if in the Parshas Nedarim also it says Kol Yisrael. And the opposite, just like by Parshas Nedarim, it says Rosh HaMatis, which is Mashma, only the head of the Mata, only the head. Who Adin, there is a special locha by Shchut Echutz, only the head. So now we want to know by Parshas Nedarim, what's this hekesh that it says by Shchut Echutz? Aaron, Uvanov, Uvachol Yisrael, what does it mean by Nadarim also you have Kol Yisrael? And which way is Kol Yisrael by Nadarim also? This the Gemara says, Omar Rabacher by Yaakov, Lahachshir Shloisha Hedyotis. Comes to teach us what? That Shloisha Hedyotis is also good to be Matan Nadarim. You don't only have to have a Chochem, a Mumcha, don't only have to have a special Talmud Chochem, but any Bezdin of three regular people could also be a Bezdin to be Matan Nadarim. That's this Roshan. So Ran says that High Hedyotis, that's what it says a normal person here, the Yamri Loi Kula Judge, it doesn't mean anybody is Ksherim to be Matan Adorim. Elahano Dechi Misavri Lo Mio Savri. It has to be people that when we ask them questions, they could understand, or if we tell them a Savorin, the Halacha, they understand it. Can have seen the Perakab in Adorim. Yeah. Now the Moskasha, I, v'horoshay ha-matis k'siv. So what are you telling me now that Zehar Dover teaches us? That just like by Shchut Echutz, it applies to Aaron Abon of Echol Yisrael. The same thing, the Pashas of Nedorim applies to Kol Yisrael. Any three people could be Matan Nedorim. I, the question is, in the Pasha of Nedorim, it says clearly, v'horoshay ha-matis k'siv. It's mashma, only the head of a matah could do it, and not somebody else. And the Gemara, Rav Chizdo, v'tayim Rav Yechanon, v'yochid mumcha. You know, there's no stira. Both drushas are emes. If you have a yochid, one person at the Talmud Chochem Mumcha that knows the lachas very well, that's the pasha of Rosh Hayamatis. He himself could be matan adorim himself. But if you don't have the yochid Mumcha, then you have to come on to a regular bezdin. The regular bezdin could be even at Yaitis. That's the drusha from Zehadavah, from Shchut Echutz. Even Kol Yisrael could also do it. The Ran says, Five a Rosh Hayamatis k'siv u'mashma v'lad Yaitis loy. In the Parashim Nadorim, it's mashma only the head of the Matois, and not regular people. So that we say, that's Rosh of only Rosh Matois, that means the Yochid Mumcha. The Echivon, the Gzereshova, Marbi Adjotis. You know, to answer both Roshes. The Gzereshova teaches us, even a regular person can be Matan Nadorim. For Rosh HaMatois, Mimaitolu. But in the Parashim of Nadorim, it says the word Rosh HaMatois, which is mashma, not regular people. Is how do we have both Roshes? Is our kochach is lulikyum metavayim. We have told from both of them that Rosh Hayamato is biyochid. Means if you want to use a single person, he has to be a mumcha, a special talmud chacham. Ve'adyeites b'shloisha. For the regular people, then you need three people. That's how we have it. Vayta. Now the Gemara says Rosh Hayamato is b'shute chutz l'mayhichasa. So from this hekesh now we say just like it says Rosh Hayamato by the parsha of Nedarim, it means it also by shute chutz. For the model of Mayitasa, what special halacha do you have by the Rosh Hayamatos for the halacha of Shrutei Chutz? Shrutei Chutz is a lav, that you're not allowed to take a korban and shecht it outside the base of Migdish. So that applies to Kol Yisrael. What's special about Rosh Hayamatos? Omer Rav Sheshes, Loima means to teach us like this, that Shiyei Shaila Behegdish, that you can be Shoyol by Korbanos Behegdish. That's what it means to say. In other words, there is a pasha of Rosh Hayamatos by the Pasha of Shchut Echutz. What is Shchut Echutz? You have this korban that you have it outside the Beis HaMikdash, and you shecht it. So you're over a lav hater where you shecht the korbanos outside the Beis HaMikdash. But there's an Eitzah. You know what you could do though after you did the Avera? If you want to make it no more Avera, the Shoyal HaNidroi. How did you make this korban a korban first? You said Beloshin, you took this animal and said, Harezu korban Eila. You are Makdashit. That's Duch Yadiba, that's like a Neder. So we hold that you could be matir, you could be shol, you could take off the nether of the kochim. So you could be matir this nether. So there's the negay of the pasha of Rosh Hayamatos. That if you go to a chochem mumcha, one person by himself, if he's a big talmud chochem, he could take off the hegdish, the kedusha from this korban. And when a chochem is matir the nether, he's matir with lamafreya, he takes off the nether from the beginning. So it comes out at the time when you shechted this korban, it wasn't a korban, it was a regular animal. So there is a way in the pasha of Shchut Echutz to take away the Avera, to be Shoyal, to be Matah the Neder. So once there's a din of Atoros Nedorim by Korbanos, now it's good why it says Rosh Hayamatos. Because it means to teach us that you don't only need three people, but if you have one Yochid Mumche, he could also do it. Now the Ran says, Loi Meshiei Shaila Begdish, Shem Higdish Behema V'Shochata B'chutz, V'Yachakach Nishal Oleha is Potter. You're Potter from the Avera. The Chivon Shei Shaila Behegdish, since you could be matir your korban, is kiu lo hegdisha meyelam. Tell me, it's as if you never had a hegdish. The chacham oiker hanedim ikaroi. Because when a chacham is matir a neder, here also when his matir takes off the gdusha from this animal, from this korban, it's as if it was never a korban. So it comes out that when you shechted it last week, you were shechting your own private animal, that's mutter. That's the chiddush of Rashi and Matos by the Pasha. This the Gemara says, but that's the machlokes if the shayla behegdish or not. For the Gemara of the Beishamai, the Omar ain't shayla behegdish, but Beishamai shitras know when you matish something, you can't take off the hegdish. There's no way to be oiker something that's hegdish. He doesn't know you could be matir hegdish. If so, Rashi and Matos the chiddush b'shkut echutz l'mahirasa. And according to Beishamai, it's a kasha. Beishamai holds once you makdish an animal, that animal has to stay hegdish. There's no way to take off the kedusha. Since so, when you shecht it, you're over the avera. There's no way to take it away. So there's no way to be makdish to take off the kedusha. So then, for what purpose does it say Rosh Hashanah? Why shchut echutz? There's no special halacha of a chacham mumcha. Any person that does the avera shechts b'chutz is chayiv. What's special about Rosh Hashanah? But the Ran says, "LeBeishamai di Amri ein shayla behegdish." Bereish perik Beishamai. Next Masechta Mitzvah will have by Nazir that Beishamai holds to hegdish toyus hegdish. If somebody is makdis something and he made a mistake about it, so what? Still it's hegdish. That's Beishamai shita. The chivon shekain, since Beishamai holds like that, even though you made a mistake when you said it. But if you said this thing should be hegdish, it remains hegdish. If so, LeBeishamai ein shayla behegdish. According to Beishamai, you can't be shol, you can't be matar hegdish. Why? Because when a chacham is matar a neder, how is he matar it? The shayla lamahan yeller mishum to ever the neder kneder betoys. The old word of a chacham is matar in the dorm, that the chacham is oikir means if you tell the chacham you have charoti, you feel bad, you made it, so the chacham makes it as if it was a mistake when you first made it. It was like a neder betoys, and if you did something by mistake, therefore it's not chal. So that's good by regular nedarim. But if Beishamai holds that by Hegdish, even though you makdish something betoyis by mistake, still it's chal, so then once you makdish something, you can't be matter it. You can't take off this kedusha. Because all the chacham could do is to make it as if it was a mistake at the beginning. But if you hold, if you makdish something by mistake, still it's chal, so then you can't be shol. So that's the kashna. According to Beishamai, there's no shayla behegdish. If there's no shayla behegdish, so what's this Rosh and Zereshova of Rosh Yamatis by the Pasha of Shkut Echutz? There should be nothing special about a Rosh Yamata. And this thing Marin says, Enechanami, Beishamai, less look Zereshova. Enechanami, Beishamai does not hold for this Zereshova. There's no purpose for the Zereshova according to Beishamai. Now the Gran says, Beishamai, le muk milol Zereshova. He doesn't use it for Zereshova. So only according to Beis Hillel that we make this Gzeira Shava. Now the Gemara says, Zeha Dovim Parshas Nedorim Lamaiksiv. Why does it say in the Parsha of Nedorim Zeha Dover? That's like we had before, Lamaiksiv. Loima to teach us that Chacham Matir V'yein Baal Matir, like we had before. It says Zeha Dover in the Parsha of Nedorim to teach us this is the way you would have to say it, that a Chacham has to say Mutu L'cho, and a Baal cannot say mutalcha. And the opposite, the Baal mefer, v'yein chocha mefer. When a Baal wants to be matter his wife in the dorm, he has to say muflucha, muflucha. But a chocham cannot be mefer. Now this is pshat according to Beishamai. Beishamai does not make a gzeira shava. So each one, zehad dover, needed for its own parsha. It's not like extra. Zehad dover by the dorm, we need for this rasha to teach us. That's the way a chacham is matter his loshin, and a baal is matter his loshin. So Ran asks, if so, like the chitaymu le beis hillel de mukmal le gzeira shava minolahu, I according to beis hillel was saying zehadover is gzeira shava to learn out shchut echutz on nedarim. So if so, how do we know by nedarim these things that a chacham has to say his loshin and a husband has to say his loshin? So Ran says, ikul meima dimenei nami alfilo. You could hear both things. Then he did Zehadov in the Nadorim loy mufna. True. The word Zehadorim in the Parsha of Nadorim is not extra. In the Parsha of Nadorim, we need the word Zehadov to teach us these things. Zehadov is needed. That the Chochem has to say Mat Mutalachom, and the husband has to say Mufalachom. They're not extra. But even the Zehadov, the Shchut Echutz mufna. But when it says the word Zehadov in the Parsha of Shchut Echutz, there it's extra. So therefore, Evelin mufna mitzanechor lumeidim. So according to Beishama, according to Beisila, we hear both halachas. The zehadavah of the dorm is needed for itself, but the zehadavah by shchut techutz is extra. So we use it for gzeir shava. You learn out the halachas one from the other. The other Gemara goes back again, but according to Beishamai, that there's no gzeir shava, that means you need both for its own pashas. So we just said zehadavah by nadarim is good, but zehadavah by shchut techutz lamaiksev. How come it says the word zehadavah by shchut techutz? Like, what's special about zehadavah that has to say the word zehadavah? Because according to Beish Hillel, it's not shver. Is zehadavah is extra, and it's there for the gzeir shava to say that you could be matir, you could be shol on a han hegdish, and therefore you could use a chacham mumcha. According to Beish Shammai, that doesn't use the gzeir shava. So why does the Torah say the word zehadavah by shchut echutz? So Gemara says loyma to teach us ala shchita chayiv. The Aveira of Shchut Echutz, Zehadavah, means only what it says here. It means only if you take an animal and shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash, that's the slav of Shchut Echutz. But if you take a bird and you make a Malika outside the Beis HaMikdash, that's not the Issa Shchut Echutz. Even though you're not supposed to do it, but that's not the Aveira of Shchut Echutz. That's what the Torah says, Zehadavah. Only what it says clearly in the Pasha, to make a Shchiter outside, that's what the Aveira is. But a Malika is not awesome. The Ran says, Loimar ala shritu chayiv. Now we'll be tilu. So, Chur Tzakash, that is be still know this. Navkulu medechsev ashe yishchat. Who could yisa b'teros kanim. According to Beisilu, you don't need zehadavah for that. Then he learns, that's what it says in the Pasha by itself. It says the word zehadavah, it says the word ashe yishchat, so you know only a shrit is the Aveira and not the Malika. According to Beis Shammai, there's no gzeir shav as zehadavar, but we need each one zehadavar for nedarim to teach us the lishoynis that a chacham has to use and the husband has to use, and zehadavar b'shchut echutz is to teach us only for shchita yichayiv achutz and not for malika. Now the Gemara Sakashiv, so el le Beis Shammai, lahach she gimel had yotis min olon. If so, now, if there's no gzeir shava, if so, in the Pasha of Nedorim, it only says Rosh HaMatos, which should be Mata, you have to have a Chocham Mumcha to be Mata Nedorim. So according to Beis Shammai, how do we know that even three regular people could also be Mata Nedorim? It's Bishleim, according to Beis Hillel, we have the gzeir shava. Zehadavah, Zehadavah. It says by Shchut Echutz, Kol B'nei Yisrael. So just like over there it applies to everybody, Nedarim also applies to everybody. But according to Beis Shammai, that does not make this gzeir shava. So according to Beis Shammai, how does he know by Nedarim, a regular three people could be matan Nedarim? In the Pasha of Nedarim itself, it only says, Rosh HaMatos, which would be mashma, you have to have dafka chocha mumcha. But not three regular people. That's the most kash, elu le Beis Shammai. Lahach she gimel had yetis min olon. How do we know it? So Gemara says, Nafkalu, we learned it out, mid Rabasi b'Reb Nosson. Learn it out from Rabasi b'Reb Nosson. The Yechsev, the Pasuk says, V'yedabe Moishes Mayada Yashem Abunei Yisrael. This is the Pasha, Nemo, the Pasha of Mayadois of Yom Tovim. So it says, V'yedabe Moishes Mayada Yashem Abunei Yisrael. So it said like this. The Yotanya, we learned like this. Rabbi Yosef Lili Yomer. Moyade Nemru V'loi Nemru Shabbos Bereshis Yimoyim. The parasha only talks about Yom Tovim, but it does not talk about Shabbos. It's not talking about Shabbos. We'll soon see what it means to say why Shabbos is not included here. Ben Azay Oimer, Moyade Nemru V'loi Nemru Pasha Nedarim. It talks about Ma'adim, it talks about the parasha of Yom Tovim here, but not about the parasha of Nedarim. V'loi Nemru Pasha Nedarim Mohim. The parasha of Nedarim is not said over here. We'll soon see again what this means. What does it mean to say that Nedarim is not said in this Pasha of Yom Tovim? Now, Rabasi Bar Nosson Kashalei. He asked the question. Homas Nisin, he had a Kasha on this Mishnah, on this price here. Oslo Nadoi came to Nadoi, Lekaimed Rosheshes, in front of Rosheshes, Loyashkechei, didn't find him. Also Abasri Lemechuzah, so he went to the town Mechuzah to try and find Rosheshes, and normally he said to him like this. The Pasuk says, Moyade Yashem Nemru. V'loi Nemru Shabbos Bereshis Yimoyim. That's what they wanted to say before, that in this Pasha it only says the Pasha of Yom Tovim, but it does not say the Pasha of Shabbos by them. For the Mi'as HaKash, I will accept, it says clearly, Shabbos Yimoyim. The Pesukim don't talk about Shabbos. It says Shabbos with them. Rashi Duran says, the Beseder Emor al-Kahanim Siv, Shabbos. Umuadis Vosrochi, the Choda Pashosa. He's right after the Parsha of Shabbos, it starts talking about Muadi Hashem. So how could you just say that this Parsha of Muadim only talk about Muadim and not about Shabbos? He has to know in the same Parsha, one after another, first it starts off talking about Shabbos, and then it talks about Yom Tovim. So what do you mean to say that it doesn't say Shabbos here? Pesu, another question I have to ask. That you say, Moedei Hashem Nemru, the Pasuk only talks about Yom Tovim, Vulo Nemru Parshas Nedorim Imoim, and it doesn't talk about the Parshas Nedorim with it, for Misitroi Ksiva. So Rand says, Misitroi Ksiva means Parshas Nedorim Ksiva Piktsei Parshas Moedis, at the corner. Misitroi means Lashon at the corner, right at the end. It's right there. So the Rashi says, means Bitzad Oisia Parshas Nedorim, Ksiv Parshas Nedorim, right next to the Parshas of Kabonis. Or the Parsha of Yom Tov and the Parsha of Pinchas, the next Parsha right away talks about Nedarim. Right, Ranul says, the beside the Pinchas Ksiv Kulo Meadois. O Bos Rochi Barashi Yamatis Parshas Nedarim. So Dror Takim Shokotsoi was right after the Parshas of Pinchas, that's the end of Pinchas, all talking about the Yom Tovim, and the next Sedra right after Pinchas is Matois, that talks about Nedarim. So what do you mean to say that it says Nedarim, Parshas of Moadim, and it doesn't say the Parshas of Yom Tovim, of Nedarim right away? Both are set together. You have Shabbos with the Parshas of Nedarim, with the Parshas of Moadim, and you have Nedarim right after the Parshas of Moadim. So what do you mean to say that it doesn't say together? So this, he answered back like this, Om Allah Hachikatoni. This is what he meant to answer. He meant to say like